This episode of Profiles in Risk is sponsored by the InsurTech Hartford Symposium 2024. Insurance Nerds has been involved with InsurTech Hartford almost since the beginning, and it has always been a fantastic event. This year, the InsurTech Hartford Symposium is on April 17 and 18th at the Mohegan Sun Casino, an absolutely amazing venue. The symposium is more than a conference, it's an experience. With more than just panels, we also have workshops and roundtables. This year, the keynotes are by C-suite executives from Nationwide and Travelers. There is simply no better place to meet top InsurTech influencers and others making waves in insurance who are getting recognized during the second annual Making Waves Award. This year, I am super excited to be one of the honorees. Come join us for one of the best InsurTech events of the year and use our promo code SAVE250. Nerds to save $250 off of your admission. Learn more at InsurTechHartfordSymposium.com and don't forget to use our promo code SAVE250-NERDS to save $250 off of your admission. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyon, and today I have with me Daniel Metcalf, co-founder and president at Cyberfin. Daniel, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
Wonderful. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for accepting my the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. The pleasure is all ours. So it looks like on LinkedIn that you are in St. Paul, Minnesota,
which I am.
In March generally would mean that you're shoveling 6 feet of snow in negative 40 degree weather to get out. But my understanding is this winter has been a little bit nicer to you guys.
Yeah, it's been a welcome change. It's going to be probably 70 degrees Fahrenheit on Monday here.
In March,
yes. And my parents are down in Florida right now, and I think they're getting the same weather. So it's been a kind of a unique twist and turn there.
No kidding. That is absolutely crazy for Minnesota. So Daniel, we always give the chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Cyberfin?
Yeah, thank you. So Cyberfin is cybersecurity as a service that provides all-in-one cybersecurity and management to insurance agencies and their customer. We've spent the last 4 years across 22 states and over 200 agencies helping protect them from cyber crimes and regulation fines. Now, in the last year and a half, we've been brought in by more property and casualty insurance agencies that sell cyber liability insurance to help them with the underwriting and help them put in the cybersecurity controls within their customer to help them get lower premiums, higher coverage amounts, or even just get them, get the insurance approved from that standpoint through underwriting. It's been a great journey over the last 4 years. We love helping, and we feel that with our small business cybersecurity service and system that we have in place, we can really turn the tides when it comes to these loss ratios, to the crimes that are going up. We just need to get the word out and work closer with these small to medium-sized businesses.
All right. Cybersecurity as a service. Mm-hmm. Okay, not just for my agency, not just because as an agency, I handle all sorts of personal information that would be very expensive. It would be really bad.
It would be bad. Right? It would be expensive and bad, yes.
The whole business is about trust.
Right.
And it'd be really bad. Plus, most agencies are very small businesses, mm-hmm. Right? So it's very hard for a small business to have like a dedicated cyber security person. Okay, so number one, you help me not fall prey to one of those issues.
Exactly.
And then number two, you help me offer that to my customers so that they can get cyber insurance so that they can be protected.
Absolutely.
All right. So how does it work? So if I'm Joe agent and I run a small agency, in the back of my mind, every time, a hospital system gets hit by a ransom attack, or every time insert name of small business here closes mm-hmm. down because the fines for a cyber attack were bigger than the yearly revenue. In the back of my mind, I'm like, but I don't know what to do about
Sure.
it, right? Okay, so what does it look like?
Yeah.
How
I appreciate that. So the three most vulnerable parts to an insurance agency, and remember, it's size no longer matters. A small agency is the target of a cyber criminal now, and a small business, because they can make just as much money off of multiple small businesses, and it's just as easy to hack into multiple small businesses at a time as it is to get into an enterprise, right? As well as these small agencies have access. From a supply chain attack, have access to carriers, large organizations. Their customers are, in many cases, are large organizations, right? Especially if you're doing their benefits or their property and casualty. And so you are the target of the cyber criminal. So with that said, the most vulnerable parts to an agency are your email, number one, your internet usage, and the device itself. And so what they're doing is they're trying to get either to the data or your credentials from the data. That get access to the data in order to either download it and sell it on the dark web, use your credentials to get into a larger fish, like in a supply chain attack, or they're trying to fool other people into getting into their system. And so what we've done here at CyberFin is we've put together a complete all-in-one cybersecurity service that includes the technology, the tools, and the talent. So it Our security platform is all meshed together, and it's one piece of software that goes on each individual user. So instead of it just being software that goes over siloed over an agency office, it actually puts the cybersecurity protection around the user itself. So now we've come up with a way to put a protection around each individual user and employee with inside an agency or a small business, and then we monitor and remediate all security issues 24 by 7, 365 for no extra cost. So there's no cost to remediate a threat at all. It is all on a per user per month charge. That way we can make it simple and we can make it cost effective so that any small business and small agency can do it out there. So literally how we do it is we put this same security on every single person in your company. It's going to be internet protection, email protection, device protection, employee awareness training. It's going to include multi-factor authentication and a backup of all, a cloud backup off domain of all of your sensitive data. That way you meet both the security standpoint and from a compliance standpoint in many, depending on the state or the federal agency that you belong to. We can replicate this same type of small business cybersecurity service to your customer base. And that's exactly what the insurance underwriters are looking for, right? Do they have endpoint protection? Is it being monitored 24 by 7? Is there somebody that can fix the problem of it? Do they have a backup of the data? Are they able to monitor everything that's going on within the network? Do they have multi-factor authentication? Do they employ awareness training? All those check the boxes for underwriting. If they don't, when you're running a, you know, when you're running an application, you have a company like CyberFin that go, yep, in an immediate amount of time, we can put our service in place and we can monitor for them and help lower that attack surface, and then hopefully get lower premiums and higher coverage amounts.
All right. So normally I'm asking about implementation. In this case, so normally the problem with implementation is you have to plug into my AMS, you have to plug into my claim system, whatever. That's you.
Bless you.
No, note to future Tony, remember to edit this out.
It's a good pregnant pause.
Which he probably will forget. But
That's fine. That's podcast world.
Exactly. For the listeners, like the amount of editing I do on an average podcast is basically nothing unless somebody asks me to. So yes, I will likely forget to edit these. Okay.
Sounds good.
Cool, cool, cool. So what was I saying?
Implementation. Implementation.
Okay, so in this case, the implementation sounds like, hey, IT, install this in every device. Boom.
They
Set
don't even
up.
have to have IT to be able to do it. So we'll do it for you. So our onboarding, we're willing to do all the onboarding. And so the onboarding takes 1 hour for the agency or business owner. It's going to take them 1 hour. It's going to take each one of their employees 15 minutes to implement this solution and service. We specifically did this way so that we knew there wouldn't be any business interruptions. So we try to take away as many many of the roadblocks as possible to putting in this level, enterprise level of cybersecurity at the small business level. We made it cost affordable. So it's for less than half of a cell phone bill per person per month, you can put the service in place. It includes.
They find a cell phone bill.
Yep, the final cell phone
Because like
bill.
Tony, when he was single, was paying like 115 a month for my cell phone. Nowadays, I'm in a family plan and I pay like, I don't know, $30 a month.
Well, for yeah, $30 a month for each person on the family, right? So on average, it's $60 per user per month. And that depends on the different modules that you might have for your
Oh,
compliance on
okay.
those other pieces, right? So we're just going to say the average price is $60 per user per month. And from that standpoint, you get that 360 and manage for your cybersecurity. That includes the onboarding. So we want to make sure that the onboarding was really easy, right? Because we don't want a small business to say, oh man, this is going to take a long time, probably really expensive, and I don't need any business interruption. So does this have to be done at, 9 p.m. on a Friday? No, absolutely. We can do this all remotely. We might have to send somebody on site if we have to put some hardware application in, but other than that, it should take 1 hour per agency owner and 15 minutes per person. It's that simple. And we'll do it all, no extra charge. Same with the, so they're going to get all the support. Each one of their users is going to have their own access to support and their own portal. So when 90% of the time when we're remediating something, honestly, they don't even know we did it. Right, it already happens in the background because we're constantly threat hunting. We're constantly looking at the alerts, and we're going and remediating the issue. But the agency owner, the business owner, doesn't have to be the crux anymore, right? Or even the internal IT person, because IT's got a lot of other things they have to worry about, not cybersecurity. So everything can run through us, and we'll do it, and they won't see another T&M bill or anything that they have to try to think about what's going on with their cybersecurity. We just handle it for them.
Okay, so $60 a month per user, and you forget about cybersecurity issues,
You
and
got it.
your customers do too. They can finally get cyber, even in
Right.
a really hard market.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. I'm always curious on the origin story.
Sure.
So, yeah, how did this come to you that this
Yeah.
was a need?
No problem. So yeah, actually CyberFin was born out of insurance. So my co-founder, and our CEO, his name is Chris Steffel. Chris Steffel owns a life insurance wholesale company. And back in 2019, he had identified that HIPAA regulations, cybersecurity regulations, were going to come out towards those that collect personal health information for insurance. At the time, I was working in the cybersecurity space for community banks and credit unions. And through a mutual friend of ours, where I did some work in insurance, put us together and said, hey, it sounds like he needs to come up with a security plan. We help him. So I looked at his cybersecurity for his agency, and I noticed that after spending 90 days and $30,000, he was neither protected nor compliant. So he's like, hey, I'm pretty techie. I feel like I was the one kind of out there seeing the regulation and want to be a part of it. If I don't know how to do this, I bet there's a lot within my agency partners, right, that I already have within my wholesale agency and my colleagues and my, like, we need to do something. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's try to build this and let's get the service going. So we did it for his agency, and then we started presenting it to his agency partners that he contracts to sell his life insurance through. And then the story just kept going from there, Tony, because then very shortly after we started going out into the market to his friends, we heard about an insurance agency in the middle of Illinois who, had given up his credentials to one of the quoting tools and AMS insurtechs that he was using. And from there, a lot of customer data was downloaded out of that tool and sold on the dark web, all using a key logger. For those that don't know, a key logger is a piece of software that looks for keystrokes on your computer, where they convey, basically can understand when. They get repeated over and over and over again. They think it's a password. They end up getting a login and password to this insurtech. And from there, between the fines, the remediation, oh, and by the way, the company that, that was the insurtech said, hey, that's not our responsibility that you gave up your credentials. That's on you. We don't have to fix this problem. You do. And then, just the lost reputation of his customers, he was like, I'm just shutting this thing down. Think about it, 25 years, been doing this a long time. figured, you know, now think of all those customers that were displaced, all those different things that had to happen, all because of a simple cybercrime as a key logger. That's where Chris and I said, okay, this is bigger than just helping out a few, you know, insurance agencies. This is about how do we make sure another agency doesn't go out of business because of a cybercrime. And that's what we've been doing since 2021.
I can't put it any better than that. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. $60 a month per user, depending on what you need. 1 hour to get set up. Offer to your clients too. Why? There are 30,000. I think I have the number correct. It wasn't 20 or 30, something on the lines. Independent agencies in the U.S. How come you don't have 30,000
Oh,
agency
thirty
clients yet?
thousand? Well, I mean,
What I'm saying is this sounds like the perfect solution.
right. Yeah, absolutely. It all comes down to, you know, know, like, and trust, like anything else, right? We're trying to do more of these, like coming on, you know, high reaching media opportunities like this, Tony, right? If we can just get the message out, we're trying to get involved in more associations. We're part of the PIA Tech Council now. We're trying to get in, you know, I'm part of the Big Eye more. We're part of Big Eye National and Catalit, and now we're trying to get into each of the
Beautiful.
states, right?
Beautiful.
That was the way we tried to do a belly button, what we call belly button to belly button, right, as we first got it started and bootstrap this, right? And now we're trying to use, you know, other people's platforms that have worked really hard to grow these audiences like you, Tony, so we can try to get the message out. Because again, I get it, we're not going to be for everybody, no company ever is, but if cybersecurity is a concern of yours and for your customers, we would love to be the one to service you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. When this goes live, I will tag both you and the company on LinkedIn. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the
Oh yeah,
work you're
thanks for
doing, and
having me.
thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too.